Tamariki in motels now. That's the report that's come through from government. And why are we seeing an increase? Surely that is an issue for the likes of Salvation Army. I know it is for Monte Cecilia Trust. Here to talk to us about why we're seeing this from Salvation Army, our brother, Ronji Tanuelu. He joins us now. Me tuku mihi kia koe. Ronji, thanks so very much for talking to us this evening.
Hey. All good. Kia ora, Talofa. Thanks for having me back.
Talofa lava. So why are we seeing so many more kiddies going into our motels? Oh, we know why. There's not enough houses. The government's not building enough houses. Where are they coming from in the first place? So many questions. So many questions.
Yeah, and I think that you've got the basic answer there. There's just not enough homes for these tamariki and these whānau, these people to go to. Hey, at the end of December last year, there was about 3,800 kids living inside motels and campsites, hey, inside emergency housing. But as of March this year, that's jumped to about 4,300. Hey, so that's an increase of about 500 kids or tamariki that are in the motels across the country. But I think one of the worrying things that people aren't picking up too well, Claudette, is this, that the average stay for a whānau inside emergency housing is about 11 weeks. And that's the worrying part. So it's not just that there's more tamariki or kids in the motels, but they are staying there quite long. And so the challenge there is government needs to build more houses, and it's just not doing enough.
I guess, to be fair, they're going as fast as they can. Or are they? And because we've got to go through council compliances as well too. Is there a short-term answer, Ronji, from your perspective, from Salvation Army? Is there a short-term answer for putting our whānau into longer-term, long-term, stable, safe whare?
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, there are some short-term options, but even those options are full or full to capacity. So Salvation Army has transitional housing, as well as many other providers across the country. We have about over 1,000 people living in our transitional houses across the country. Over half of them have children, and Māori are overrepresented in that number as well. And so we believe that transitional housing is a good option, but even in those contracts, you're only able to stay there for 12 weeks. And even then, we are struggling to find houses for these whānau to go to after the 12 weeks. So they end up staying longer than 12 weeks. So there are some options out there with transitional housing. There's Housing First. But to be honest, it's not enough to deal with the scale of the problems that are out there. Yeah, I think government is trying to do their best to build as much as they can, but I don't think they're tapping into the right resources or connections, especially with community housing providers, to support them to build more houses as well. So government needs to build more, but so does community housing providers, and so does the private sector need to provide affordable rent. So there's a whole bunch of answers there.
In the meanwhile, for our tamariki, particularly our tamariki and our kohine, you know, our younger tāne, our younger wahine, what are the long-term effects that the Salvation Army are seeing, the impact, the mental well-being and the physical impact on our tamariki for living in these kinds of situations long-term, like a year?
Yeah, look, overall, it's just not healthy at all. If you look at Professor Jury's model of Te Whare Tapawhā and that kind of model of well-being, well, all parts of, all po of that well-being is affected or impacted when you're living in this kind of environment. And so our frontline social workers are telling us about, you know, the mental health issues, the stress that comes onto the mothers, especially the physical danger that's involved if you've got gang members or drug dealers or other people housed in the same motel as well. And so, look, there's a whole bunch of physical safety issues, mental health issues, risk as well. And so, look, we as well as many other providers as well out there that are doing some amazing mahi, we try and provide that wraparound support. But it is it's just a band-aid. Look, we all know that it's just a band-aid, and it's not a good band-aid. and it's not working well. But we do our best, and other providers do their best to work alongside that whānau, provide them food support, training, employment, even just time away from the motel just to play with the kids, that kind of stuff, you know, because we know that the long-term impacts are in terms of all of those spiritual and emotional and all of those parts of well-being that Professor Drury talks about, all of those are impacted the longer those kids are staying in the motels.
And we see now that some motels are withdrawing their services. You know, not a lot, but they could increase incrementally over the next few months. And so there may very well be a shortfall of motels to go to as well too. Is the Salvation Army seeing that, and will that be an issue?
Yeah, it is. It's already an issue for us. I mean, the pressure is on all sides. So if more motels leave that market or that sector, then that puts more pressure. What we're also finding on the other side is that there's not enough affordable private rental options to get whānau into as well, that are also treated as emergency housing by the government as well. So we're getting pressures on all of those sides. All of our houses are full. Our transitional houses are full. Our long-term social houses are full. And I think most providers are going through the same things as well. And so, look, we're still dealing with whānau in tents, that are living in tents, that are homeless because they don't fit in emergency housing, or they can't find the right transitional housing for them. So, look, the more motels leave, the more pressure it is. But then government needs to do better than motels. They need to find better solutions than motels. And you've seen some good progress with the new development in Wellington with the Methodist Mission. So there are some progress happening. The things happening in Rotorua are exciting with the local iwi. So there's some good stuff, but it's just, look, it's not done to the scale that we need to deal with the problems.